4th chapter. Fourth chapter in the book of Acts. Let's just begin. We'll just read one verse tonight. And we'll hit on a few verses here in the, between verse 23 and 31. But let's read the 31st verse tonight. The Bible said, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." How many like to be in a good old-fashioned Holy Ghost meeting again? Amen. I'd like to be in a good old-fashioned Holy Ghost service, wouldn't you? Amen. I enjoy them, but I'd like to just get, I like the good services we have. I enjoy those. I like to go to camp meetings. Y'all know that. I enjoy those good old services, but I'd like to see the power of God just have His way and His will in the hearts and the lives of people. So I know tonight if we were to ask for us to raise a hand, that there'd probably be 100% that'd like to have another Holy Ghost service, another Holy Ghost meeting. But then again, if you ask how many's willing to pay the price, then that becomes a different story. When you start talking about the commitment that it takes, and the life it takes, the prayer that it takes, the willingness that it takes, then not always are we willing or able to fulfill the duty, or that it takes to have a Holy Ghost meeting. Amen. But I see here tonight in this fourth chapter of the book of Acts, we find out here as we read in this 31st verse, that's exactly what happened for them. They'd had a move of God. The Holy Ghost had been working, we read in the second chapter of Acts. But in this fourth chapter, we find Peter and John, they've been taken in, and I believe they've been beaten and spoken to quite harshly. They've asked them concerning their teaching and whom they gave them the authority or the right to do so, and they stood before this council. Well, after it's all said and done, they were let go. And then it says here, in being let go, they went to their own company, to their own group of people, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, "Lord, Thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, and who by the mouth of Thy servant David has said, Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things?" Amen. Tonight I want to preach on a Holy Ghost meeting, but I'd like to also kind of add into this some things that you'll find in a Holy Ghost meeting. Amen. It's not October yet. We're not talking about Halloween, but we're talking about a spiritual move in the presence of the Lord in our lives. Amen. And so by reading this story and these texts right here, the Bible here, I believe, teaches us, and we can find that every time that there was a Holy Ghost meeting that took place in the New Testament church, amen, you'll find one of the things that was there was worship. Just good, old-fashioned worship. When they heard that, when they heard the story, when they heard what had transpired in this, now this is a new church now. I mean, the disciples that followed Jesus, they found themselves back out fishing. Didn't know exactly what they were going to do, and Jesus come along as we were preaching the other night, told them they need to go into Jerusalem there before He ascended into heaven. They went into Jerusalem and began to seek and tarry for the Holy Ghost, for this power that they were promised they'd be endued with. And they'd went in that second chapter, and God transform the church. The church didn't know where they were going, didn't know what they were going to do, how they were going to make it. But after that infilling experience of the power of God, they knew what they needed to do, and God began to work in their lives, and the church was born, amen, out of this adversity. And through this adversity, they were finding it exciting, as Brother Mike was just testifying about. Amen. These little things, sometimes they may be great things, but other times may be small things, but they were getting excited because they were seeing the Lord work on their behalf. And here they were this time, they heard the story of how that Peter and John here, and they said, and when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. Amen. And I believe that we could add in here, if you could add to the Bible, which we can't. Amen. But they were in one mind and one accord. If you're ever going to have the presence of God to work in a service and have His free will, amen, people will have to be in one mind and one accord. Every once in a while, somebody will get blessed. Somebody can sing a song and feel the presence of God. Somebody can get up and testify and feel the presence of God. You can have prayer service and somebody can feel the presence of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes you have a great service and boy, God just comes by in a rich way. You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. We understand that. Amen. But for a church, a good old-fashioned Pentecostal church, amen, it goes back to the very beginning, amen, where we begin with worship. And we worship God in praise. We lift Him up in one mind. We should, anyhow. We come in and we got everything on our heart and everything on our mind. And we just can't hardly get our mind on God. You don't get to singing them songs Sister Margaret was leading us with tonight. And I get to thinking about meeting Jesus. You know, we're singing and then I might look out across the congregation. And it's not just here. You do it and see it everywhere you go. But you can sometimes look out and you can see some, you know, they're thumbing through the songbook. Or some are maybe, you know, nipping on their fingernails or you know, they got, you can just tell they're not even thinking about seeing Jesus. They're just here. Amen. And then we wonder why the song leader just can't get anointed. Huh? Amen. Somebody gets up to testify and lead us to prayer, maybe Brother Wall did tonight, and he gets telling us about the things that are truth, and yet maybe we might look around and not even really consider what's being said. Just sort of halfway going through the motions. It's another church service. It's another Sunday night. And, you know, then a singer will get up here and sing a song. And then another one said, man, that's already two. Why in the world is he having three? Huh? And I mean, it doesn't matter. If I had one, why didn't we have two? It's a losing battle. Amen. But listen to me tonight. If we'd come in the church and we'd got ourselves in one mind and in one accord, Brother Mike, if we could have got our attention and our focus upon Jesus Christ from the very beginning, from the first note that was played, I'll guarantee you tonight, amen, I wouldn't have to be standing up here chiding on us a little bit concerning worship and worshiping God. Amen. He would have been pleased and honored, and you and I would have felt His presence in a more real way, because He is desirous to give the church in this hour a Holy Ghost meeting. Now, when it's just our string being pulled on and we, you know, we get in then and then, you know, and everybody get in with us, you know, it usually works pretty good if you'll, you know, kind of get in with them too. You know, it just kind of makes a difference. It should, you know, it's not that, it shouldn't be a huge deal, but it does mean something. Because we're trying to get here, amen, I, we don't seek the Lord and pray and you know, for songs or whatever it is. Just to have church. I enjoy having church. I enjoy seeing Brother Jim. He's a great guy. I enjoy working around on... We worked on that van the other day and piddled with it anyway. And I guess we got it tore apart. Huh? We're pretty good. We're real good at tearing things apart. I enjoy Brother Jim. But I'd rather come and see Brother Jim and have a move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because the church will die. We'll be just like any other church if we don't have a move of the Holy Ghost. And so it begins tonight. Something you will find in a Holy Ghost meeting is people that have their mind upon the Lord. And they're in one accord. Amen. They're singing the praise of God. And their heart is reaching up. It's not just we're singing the same song, but it's our hearts, amen, are reaching up with the same voice. And that makes all the difference in the world. Amen. When the hands go up in the air and the voices go up in praise and our attention goes upon God. Oh, how glorious it sounds. Amen. And if you'll listen, you'll hear the difference as well. You don't have to be music oriented. You can just tell when there's hearts, amen, reaching up to praise God. You can feel it in your heart and in your soul. A Holy Ghost meeting will begin with worship. Amen. Something else we'll find. I'll not preach too long tonight. So just bear with us here. But we'll not only find that there will be worship, but we'll notice there's also a time or there's prayer. There's prayer that goes into a Holy Ghost meeting. You read down in verse 29. The Bible said, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus." And when they had prayed, And when they had prayed, there's a lot of examples in the Word of God of the church praying. We're exhorted to pray. In fact, we're exhorted to pray always. And we should pray about everything we do, really. Seeking the Lord, trying to be prayerful about His will in our lives. Amen. But I tell you what, it just makes a difference, Brother Jackie, when we can come into the house of the Lord, amen, and have spent time in prayer before God. Amen. You may have to be on the road driving, but you can still get your mind upon Jesus. Amen. And pray. The church seen the need. Amen. Peter and John, they heard the story. They heard the report. And now they were asking the Lord, amen, to keep His hand upon them, to protect them. Brothers and sisters, He's able tonight to take the church, put a hedge around about it, amen, and separate the darts that are thrown by the enemy, amen, and cause them to fall short or miss their mark. Amen. It's God's power. It's within God's power to keep the church and to keep us safe. So they were crying out, amen, Lord, behold the threatenings. You've heard them, Father. You know exactly what they're going to do. You know how they're going to work. Amen. It was like they were asking, as it was in Elisha's day. Amen. Elisha would go out and he'd hear the voice of the Lord. He knew exactly where the enemy was going to be. Oh, yes. Amen. And so that great story tells us how the servant came out, seen the enemy at this time, surrounded them. They found out who it was. That was the informant. And so they came and circled around Elisha and the servant. Amen. But that morning, Elisha prayed for that servant, and he went back out. His spiritual eyes was opened, and he seen, amen, an army that was greater than that one that had them surrounded. Amen. I believe that's the way it is for the church tonight. When we go to pray, it's our way of talking to God. It's our way of fighting against the enemy. It's our way of power. It's our way of relationship with God. It's just the way God has given to us, amen, to be a powerful people in this hour. To have a Holy Ghost meeting, you'll not have it without prayer. The Bible teaches there are just some things that you just can't have but without prayer and fasting. And that's part of that commitment that it takes to have the power of the Holy Ghost working within the church. You know, sometimes, y'all going to, because I just kind of added this in. So these ad-lib thoughts, Brother Charlie. Finding a Holy Ghost meeting, you'll find a testimony. Cover yourself, Brother Mike. Rest of them are in trouble, though, brother. Huh? You'll find a testimony in a Holy Ghost meeting. When he's working in lives, Brother Jackie, man, they've sang and they've been in worship. Boy, they're feeling good. They got the goosebumps and they, boy, I mean that you wouldn't, they're waiting for, they're just itching to get up and say something, but they don't want to get out of order, so they're waiting on that pastor to say something. You know, if somebody got a testimony band, they'll just jump right up. But boy, you give me just a slow, dead, give me just a slow service where folks aren't really, we're really not on, got our mind on God. And you can't get a testimony out of them, huh? Huh? Come on now. Has the Lord been good to us or not? Has He kept you? Has He watched over you? Has He been a friend to you? Amen. We don't have to say a lot. It's just the fact that He's been good to you. That ought to be enough to stand and say, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I know the Lord. He's been awful good. He's been a friend. It don't take a lot. Amen. But boy, when you've had a Holy Ghost meeting, amen, you've had a Holy Ghost experience, you've had a relationship with the Lord, you've been in prayer and you felt Him, amen, there's something burning inside of you. Amen. Jeremiah described it and he said, it's like fire that's just shut up in my bones. I can't help it. I gotta say something for the Lord. And that'll happen in a Holy Ghost meeting. To have worship, prayer. And lastly, you're going to have results. When the Holy Ghost comes by, there'll be results. You can tell the difference between genuine and imitation right there because of the results that's brought forth. Emotions are good. I like a good emotional. I like to laugh. I think that's great. I like to have a good time. And I'm a kind of, I know y'all won't believe this, I'm a little practical joker sometimes. Get myself in trouble, but I enjoy doing it. You know, I really do. But then there's this other side of me. Sometimes it gets a little bit too serious and I don't know, better not ask, could ask my wife what it is, but that probably wouldn't be very well on my part, so I don't think I'll do it. But we can see the results. Emotion experience is great, but emotion won't take us very far. That's what I'm getting at. It will not take you very far. You can, you know, laugh and joke, and there's fun being a Christian, but we got to have more than that. Amen. We need more than just a social gathering. We need more than just a party of some kind. We've got to have the presence of the Holy Ghost. And when the presence of the Holy Ghost is in our midst, amen, it will bring results into the lives of the people. You notice here tonight, He said, now, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And then said, when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Amen. When they prayed, the place was shaken. Amen. This answer to prayer to those men and women that were gathered there, it was evidence to them that God was working on their behalf. It was evidence. Y'all need evidence every once in a while. You need an answer to prayer every once in a while. Huh? Don't you just gotta, sometimes don't that encourage you a little bit? Pray a little bit more. Seek the Lord a little bit more. It's necessary, and God knows that for our human minds. Amen. It just encourages us. But it was evidence to them for one reason, because it was so sudden and so violent. Now, they had a shaking of the place they was at, a shaking. I can't explain it. You and I can't explain it. We don't have any idea exactly what happened. The Bible says on the day of Pentecost that there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind. Now, it could have been something very similar to that, but it probably was just a sudden violent quaking. Amen. Whether it was over the whole earth, whether it was just that region, Whether it was just at home, amen, it was an answer to their prayer. It came so suddenly, amen, at the end of their prayer. And so for them, for one thing, it was evidence that this was not produced by some natural cause. You can sometimes justify things. And that's where the devil, or why we Christians like to do that. They like to try to justify and say, well, that was probably just. And it was probably just. There's times that there's a truth in it. You know, and on the other hand, there's some that are so spiritual that you know, it was spiritual this and spiritual that when it was probably just a natural thing. Come on, there's a balance in there somewhere. There's a balance. If you're going to hang on those, if you're not balanced and everything spiritual, one of these days you'll watch them and their life, and they'll be up, and then and sometime later they're way down here, and then they'll be up, and then they'll be down here. And that's kind of what happens. You give somebody those got some sense and they're balanced, they're weighing it out. Trusting God, realizing it rains on the poor, rains on the just and the unjust all the same. Give somebody a little balance and they'll just stay right in here. There may be up days and low days, but they'll not be. Huh? Come on now. This was produced not by natural cause, but it was God. It was God's presence. Amen. The Bible said in Psalm 68:6 that the earth shook. The heavens also dropped, and at the presence of God, even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God. Can you imagine that? That big old mountain, you ever drove through the mountains? And you see how majestic and how big they are? But even at the presence of God, amen, Him coming down on the top, there's no way He could fit on that mountain. But that whole mountain moved. Brother Jim, amen, quaked at the presence of God. This was God honoring their prayer. Amen. And that place was shaken, not by some natural event, but by God. Not only here, but because it occurred immediately, right after their prayer. Amen. Listen, some things may be a coincidence. But other times, I really believe they're God. I had a situation, I don't want to go through it, I told you, testified to it about. And it just like after the prayer was said, in just an instant, everything worked. And I just believe it was God. There was this time several years ago, we had a waterbed. We was living in a trailer. And anybody, if you ever had a water bed, you know that when that water's cold, it ain't a real fun experience. Try to sleep on it. Cold water, it's just not fun. You try to sleep, you wake up with achy bones and everything else. And so at this time, we had on this water bed, we had a heater that had quit working. And it wouldn't work no matter what we did. And we was going to replace it, I guess. I don't remember what all was going on. But anyway, I just knew it wouldn't work. And so I had just gotten back in the church and raised up in church, but just gotten back in the church. And I was, sometimes pretty innocent, and I just believed God could do anything. Isn't it too bad we grow up sometimes, isn't it? And I got just believing God could do it. And so I just knelt there and had that water heater in my hand and said a prayer. Hadn't worked for quite a while. But all of a sudden, after that prayer was said, the light come on and it just started heating up. And we never did have a buy a new one, if I remember right. Maybe down the road sometime. But right at that point, it hadn't worked for a good while. But I knew then, I believed it with all my heart. Amen. May sound kind of silly to you, but listen to me. When you can trust God for things, amen, God will work. And these people, amen, had been praying and worshiping God. They prayed a prayer in unison and in one accord. And God heard it. He shook that place. Amen. And it happened so quickly. They knew that it was divine intervention. Amen. And that's what God likes to do best. Amen. It's to be a divine intervention. Come on the scene right when we need Him. Amen. Just to remind us, amen, if you can pray a fervent, effectual prayer. Amen. And you're a righteous person in His eyes. Amen. God will meet the need. Because it was such an exhibition of great power, it was evidence that God could protect them. Remember in their prayer, Lord, You heard those people that are against us. You heard those that are raving and against them. They mentioned Pilate. They mentioned Herod. They mentioned who else here? Someone else. Amen. In their prayer. And God heard them, said, Lord, behold their threatenings. Amen. It was an exhibition to them of the power of God. There wasn't anybody going to stop them. Oh, it may take their lives, but as long as they fulfill the purpose of God, amen, the preaching, the music, the ministry, the gospel, amen, was going to go on and on and on. You see, that's whenever you know that everything's right between you and God. It's not about you, but it's about Him. Amen. It's not about you being seen or what you want, but it's about what God wants and what God wants to accomplish. Amen. And the goal for you and I should have the furtherance of the gospel. Amen. A Holy Ghost meeting will bring results. Amen. To our lives. Acts chapter 2, the Bible tells us how they were gathered together in one accord and in one place, in one mind. Amen. They had been obedient to God. And because of their obedience, the Holy Ghost came as a mighty rushing wind. Amen. It filled the house where they were sitting, as cloven tongues, as a fire set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Two men were sitting in prison at the midnight hour, but they got to singing and worshiping God. Amen. And the Holy Ghost came into that place, shook that prison, opened the doors, and set them free from their chains. Amen. Because somebody was praying. When the Holy Ghost comes on the scene, brother and sister, there will be results. It's not all in the dancing, in the Spirit of God. Amen. But when the Holy Ghost comes in and you begin to have a Holy Ghost meeting, amen, there are just some times when you just can't keep it to yourself. You just got to let loose. Maybe raise that foot up a little bit. Amen. You may have to dance around here. Amen. Throw them bobby pins out of your hair. Oh yeah. Amen. You thought that was a lost thing. I know it is for a lot. But brothers and sisters, it still do it today. It's still good today. When the Holy Ghost begins to work in somebody's heart, you may see somebody just begin to shout, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, glory to God. They just can't shut up. They just see and they're having a visitation with the Lord. It's the result of having a Holy Ghost meeting. People can be healed. Their lives can be changed. The drug addict can be delivered. The drunkard can be set free. Amen. That one with the smoking addiction can be delivered over and over and over again. When the Holy Ghost comes in on the scene, there will be results. Hallelujah. He doesn't just come by in a service just to be friendly. And you notice I said He and not it. Huh? It's not some object that we just throw around. It's not just a name or a word we just throw around. I don't have a problem if you call Him the Holy Spirit, because that word Spirit and Ghost has that same meaning. So I'm not going to fire at you for that. But hear me tonight. I don't want to take and water down. Amen. What a group of generation of church people we have. Amen. That are afraid because they'll be linked with some old-fashioned movement that still believes in the Holy Ghost. Amen. When the Holy Ghost begins to work and people begin, amen, to be infilled and filled with the power of God by the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. Oh, wouldn't you like to see it in this hour? A church, amen, in 2004 that's still looking for a Holy Ghost meeting. I'd like to have one myself. Wouldn't you? Hallelujah. Oh, I'd like to just have one. Amen. If nobody else, they sing that song sometimes. I'm going to pray if I have to pray by myself. I'm going to go to church if I have to go alone. Listen to me. Amen. If it gets to the point where we're just going to have to do it ourselves, I'd like to have a Holy Ghost meeting if nobody else does. Amen. If nobody else is interested, if nobody else wants to touch, if nobody else will let the Lord get a hold of their life, dance them, shout them, hallelujah, use them in some way. Brothers and sisters, I'll take it. If you don't want to give me your part, amen. I believe it's so important this hour, and the church needs it. The church world needs it. Amen. The sinful world needs it. Amen. This community needs it. This little town needs it. Amen. And more important, you and I need it ourselves. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost meeting. Hallelujah. Let's stand tonight. Come get us a song. Hallelujah. Oh, there'll be worship. There'll be prayer. There'll be results. Hallelujah. Who's interested tonight? Revival's coming up. Revival services. But we need more than just revival services. We need the presence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Showing signs and wonders. Amen. He's still the same God as they served back in those days. He's still the same right now. Hallelujah. I believe He will. I believe He can. Now what are we going to do about it? Let's come find us a place to pray tonight. If you'd like to have a Holy Ghost meeting, let's come and seek the Lord a little while. Hallelujah. Let's come and seek the Lord a little while. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Came down from the host as he spoke to the prophet Joel. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. In dreams and visions, he promised to reveal his power to the young and the old. Whosoever will may have God's very best. Send a mighty revival, Lord, just as you promised in your word. Let our hearts be stirred as the fire begins to burn. Let the Holy Spirit fill our souls. Give a new vision to the young and the old. In the midst of your people, send a revival, Lord. Just as it was in the upper room, let His Spirit fill our souls, giving us the power to do the work of the Lord. Oh, tear down our walls of complacency and help us, Lord, to realize that yesterday's blessings won't do. We've got to have more. Send a mighty revival, Lord, just as you promised in your word. Let our hearts be stirred as the fire begins to burn. Holy Spirit, fill our souls. Give a new vision to the young and the old. In the midst of your people, send a revival, Lord. The word of the Lord came down from the host as he spoke to the prophet Joel. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. In dreams and visions, he promised to reveal his power to the young and the old. Whosoever will may have God's very best. Send a mighty revival, Lord, just as you promised in your word. Let our hearts be stirred as the fire begins to burn. Let the Holy Spirit, fill our souls. Give a new vision to the young and the old. In the midst of your people, send a revival, Lord. Just as it was in the upper room, let His Spirit fill our souls, giving us the power to do the work of the Lord. Oh, tear down our walls of complacency and help us, Lord, to realize that yesterday's blessings won't do. We've got to have more. Send a mighty revival, Lord, just as you promised in your word. Let our hearts be stirred as the fire begins to burn. Let the Holy Spirit fill our souls. Give a new vision to the young and the old. In the midst of your people, send a revival, Lord. Send a mighty revival, Lord, just as you promised in your word. Let our hearts be stirred as the fire begins to burn.